Welcome back to the Identity Theft Resource Center's weekly breach breakdown, supported by Centrelink. This is the episode for March 29th, 2024. I'm James Lee, the ITRC's COO, and each week on this podcast, we look at the most recent events and trends related to data security and privacy. Back in 1980, the iconic singer, songwriter, and piano player Billy Joel released his Glass Houses album that included the song, Don't Ask Me Why. Now, my music appreciation teacher from back in the day may disagree, but I interpret the song to be about why we should avoid asking the obvious questions in life and concentrate on the things that we can change. Don't wait for answers. Just take your chances. Don't ask me why. When it comes to cybersecurity these days, there's one simple question vexing many people, especially CFOs, and that is this. If we're spending more on cybersecurity than ever, why aren't the number of cyber breaches going down? Stuart Madnick of MIT is one of those people asking that question. In fact, he wrote a column for the Wall Street Journal where, after citing the ITRC's most recent data breach report, he proceeded to lay out why he believes we have not seen data compromises drop. A little context before we dig deeper. Cybersecurity spending is expected to grow to more than $215 billion by the end of this year, according to Gartner. The same Gartner that says AI-driven malinformation could drive annual cyber spending to $500 billion in the next 3 years. So against that backdrop, why hasn't the billions of dollars spent per year made a dent in cyber attacks and data breaches? Professor Madnick offers three reasons. Evolving ransomware attacks, cloud environment misconfiguration, and exploitation of vendor systems. You probably already know that the ITRC has published data that aligns with the ebbs and flows of ransomware and the 2,600% rise in organizations falling victim to supply chain attacks since 2019. Just look at what's going on right now with the disruption caused by the largest ever cyber attack against the U.S. healthcare system thanks to a ransomware attack at Change Healthcare. It's part of the supply chain for thousands of medical providers and facilities. We don't see the issues at the ITRC with cloud misconfiguration that the folks at MIT see, but much of the data that is being compromised these days is housed in cloud environments, so we certainly agree that cloud data is vulnerable and will continue to be. While MIT provided an answer to the literal question, if cybersecurity spending is reaching new heights, why are data breaches continuing to rise? There is an unspoken follow-up query, though. If throwing money at the problem won't stop the rise in data compromises, what will? Glad you asked. There is no silver bullet, but it is clear that we need to continue to do basic blocking and tackling and innovate in ways that make personal information less valuable and usable. The vast majority of cyber attacks fail, so some of what we're doing actually works. But making information hard to steal is only part of the solution. We also need to make it hard to use. To slow, or better yet, reverse the rise in identity crimes, we need to adopt new ways of verifying identities that don't rely primarily on static personal information. That will go a long way toward making sure we're getting the most bang for our cybersecurity bucks. If you want to know more about how to secure your personal or business information, or if you think you've already been the victim of an identity crime, speak with an expert ITRC advisor on the phone, chat live on the web, or exchange emails during our normal business hours. Just visit idtheftcenter.org to get started. Thanks again to Centrelink for supporting this podcast and the ITRC. Check out our sister podcast, The Fraudian Slip, for a discussion with the Federal Trade Commission. And next week, join us for a special episode of The Fraudian Slip with our partners at the Internal Revenue Service. Until then, thanks for listening.